A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we taste wines from around the world. And today we're going to a beautiful place. We're going to Monterey, California, part of the Central Coast wine-growing region there, where it's noted for, primarily Chardonnay, but it also because of its long, cool growing climate, it's a perfect place to grow Pinot Noir, and which is by far my favorite grape of all. And it's a tricky, tough grape to grow, and the people who attempt to grow it deserve all the credit that they can get for the trying to tame this otherwise challenging grape. But boy, when they get it right, and it's just a wonderful thing to behold. So enough of that. We're tasting the 2018 Benzinger Pinot Noir. And the reason I'm tasting this today is that because of its difficulty in growing and making good wines, Pinot Noirs can be kind of pricey. And this is actually pretty affordable. It's not the Reserve or their estate Pinot Noirs, but it's their everyday Pinot. And I think it's a great entry-level Pinot Noir. I've poured some in the glass, and I'm swirling it around. It's a beautiful garnet color, maybe a little bit of blue-purple around the edges. Doesn't seem to be it's coating the glass in a nice viscous way. It's probably medium-high alcohol. But the first thing I noticed is just this beautiful, bright, fruity, strawberry, kind of cranberry nose that I'm getting. A really, really lovely smell. And just a nice, fresh, inviting flavor. Totally, totally different than Burgundy Pinot Noirs, which is just fine. It's, diversity is one of the things that we enjoy about wine tasting. Just being a little bit to the tip of the tongue. And it's richer and bolder than I would have thought given the nose. It's not, it's really earthy. Now I've had this bottle open for a little while, so it's had a chance to open up and aerate. And some of the, I think these mineral flavors, I'm getting a little forest floor and that nice good garden dirt flavor in the Pinots coming forward a little bit. Some Pinots will actually smell a little bit like a barnyard or a horse farm, you know, in a nice kind of way, you know, that stable, leather stably kind of horse smells. This doesn't have quite so much of that. This is more what I would call garden earth flavors, but all balanced with this wonderful bright freeness that we had up in front. The finish is silky and soft. Just enough acidity to balance the fruit that we had up front. Lovely overall wine, really well balanced. Nothing hugely complicated, but wonderfully pleasant wine overall. This is the Benzinger 2018 Pinot Noir. I would taste this. This would just be perfect with a grilled salmon. One of those white wines that goes with fish. So you pick up a bottle and enjoy it.